question. You're listening to Dynamo's Dozen. With your host, Ian the Dynamo Kelly. So welcome to this week's episode of Dynamo's Dozen. As promised, I have a guest that will need no introduction. Has caused quite a stir on the wrestling party scene over the last year. It's not Niall Hogan, who was my co-host this week. And we're coming from St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre once again. It's been nearly a year since we've done the last one. And the special guest of today is Maurice Shortall, the owner and creator of Cheap Heat Wrestling Parties. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good. And Niall, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, my man. How are you?
Yeah, so this is going to be a funny old day now. A lot of people on Twitter and Instagram kind of wondering what this was going to entail. But listen, this isn't a podcast that's going to be based on controversy or name calling or anything like that. This is primarily a chance for, I guess, you to kind of give your side of A, why you started it, and B, kind of how you kind of got through all the, you said it, yeah. So why don't you give us the rundown and kind of what gave you the idea? What was the concept? How did it come about? What made you do it? Why did you do it, Morris?
Well, the idea started with actually a good friend of yours, Jay Kennedy.
Mm. Because throw Jay under the bus.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, I think Jay deserves credit. He's the one who
throw Jay under the bus.
He's the one who came up with the name Cheap Heat.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think it's very important that he's mentioned even for that alone.
Shout out to Jay Kennedy.
Yeah. So me and Jay came up with the idea of running a night. So we were basically going around to different bars in the city centre, offering them, saying, you know, do you want to run a wrestling night?
Mm.
And we had a few there, but we didn't get anything concrete off people. I didn't think that they thought it was as big as the Super Bowl now that everyone is doing.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
So we ended up going with a bar that we knew that Jay was in with. So that's why we ran in that place first.
And where was that?
It's in Westmoreland Street.
Okay, yeah. Not mentioning names.
So
right.
I don't want to mention any names of bars and okay. That kind of thing.
So, and when you brought that idea to them, they were happy enough to go ahead with it?
Yeah, they were happy with it because, obviously, Jay is well in there and they know him there and trust him. Like, so it was easier for him rather than me coming in, who's never really ran a night before.
Sure, yeah,
handy to have Jay there in that respect as well.
So he was almost there just to lend his kind of experience?
Yeah, and he was going to DJ as part of the night as well.
Okay, DJ so, Road Dogg, yeah.
DJ Road Dogg.
No, which, better man.
Which fits in the theme as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, in terms of, because, look, you know, I have a lot of friends that work in it and in and around it. Low Blows, I guess, had ran parties for, what, maybe 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, three or 4 years.
At least.
At least, yeah. I've been at a couple of the WrestleManias myself, so they're always good nights. They're always good. Yeah. Had you been at, like, a Low Blows party? Is that where the concept came? Or?
I was at plenty of them in the Woolshed, because we used to go, maybe about 10 or 12 of us used to go to the Woolshed, and it was a brilliant venue, like, for it, and it was always a good night in there, except for the one night. But, you know.
Okay, care to elaborate, no?
No.
No?
I think everyone knows what I'm waiting out of it.
Well, I don't know, so I need the listeners here that think I'm trying to encourage it in here. I literally am clueless. Maybe I'll find out after the show. But so I guess, as I said, they ran and still run them, obviously, with a kind of a lot of success. And they obviously have a lot of people that are kind of loyal to their brand and that would, you know, listen to their podcast and stuff. I mean, I've had Justy on here and all before, a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And I know the guys that run it. In terms of, I guess, the idea, did you actually start the idea to be competition, or was it to be an alternative? And you can answer truthfully.
No, it was never to be competition. It's just basically to give people a choice.
Mm.
You know, they when something comes around, if you want to go out and watch a match,
mm.
you have like dozens and dozens and dozens of pubs to go to and watch it.
Yeah.
If you want to go watch the Super Bowl, every bar in Dublin is certainly showing it now.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking with the wrestling, it'd be nice to have something extra as well.
Yeah.
So that's where I was coming from with it. And I love wrestling as well, so...
I suppose it's like kind of a... There's a dozen brands of talc. Do you know what I mean? But everyone thinks you have to use Johnson's. But if you want a, I guess, a cheaper alternative, you can go to a Tesco brand. What you were offering was free nights.
Yep.
Because you wanted to be joined by, I guess, friends of yours and people that knew yourself and Jay and that kind of whole community.
Yeah, that was the basis of the
yeah.
the whole thing. That's yeah. why we picked that bar and we went from there.
That's where the talc analogy came yeah. from. So, you know.
Yeah, talc analogy.
Do you know what I mean? Because, no, and that's what I'm saying. Obviously, Low Blow's run it as a business, successful business. You are basically just getting it out there. And that's why I wanted to kind of give you your opportunity to kind of speak on that. Because I think a lot of people, I know both you and Jay got quite a lot of abuse from, not from them guys, but well, I don't know if you did from them yeah. personally. But just in general from a lot of the people on the scene that would be kind of loyal to their brand.
Yeah, we got in the lead up to it, it was very messy because we got a lot of people not directly involved with those guys, but people that were known to be within that circle were kind of giving Jay a hard time online, giving me a hard time, kind of even questioning some of this. We used a lot of Attitude Era memes in the build up to Mania,
mm.
and that was twisted by one guy as we were promoting suicide and necrophilia, and they were referring to Katie Vick.
Okay.
Know, that, you know, this kind of thing. And
yeah.
people approached the bar, rang up the bar, gave the bar 1-star reviews on Facebook, this kind of thing, and that set us up in a bad light straight away.
Okay.
So that didn't help things.
And like in your mind, when this was happening, was it kind of like gloves were off kind of thing, or did you just not really know who was doing this? Or
I don't know for sure, like the
yeah.
people that even done it, but it was kind of like low, but it was what it was. You know, the wrestling scene is kind of it's a strange one. I
yeah.
think you'll agree.
Well, maybe they thought the gloves, the fact that you called, just you know, no, I see the pun that you used there. Mm. Well, look, and that's it. Like, and one thing here on this show, it's not going to be he said, she said, or kind of speculating, you know, on who was who did this or who did what. And I'm not certainly one to sit in the fence or shy away from conflict of any sort. But at the same time, I'm not going to, you know, speculate or try and drag something out of you that, you know, you don't want to speak about.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to comment on the show afterwards, bring it on. More than welcome, you know. Noel, you were around for a lot of it. You've been around this shop during a lot of cross-promotion.
As I said on previous podcasts, I've been involved in nearly every promotion and some aspect of it and in every sort of party.
Yeah. So. And like even with promotions, like back when it started, with our old few with Irish Whip and NWA Ireland.
Yeah,
and
all that sort of
and
stuff.
And it's going on. It's still going on. I mean, just today, the whole debacle with Courage Wrestling. And I mean, I don't know enough about that to kind of talk about it on the show.
I know nothing about Courage Wrestling. Only that the owner contacted me one time and gave me a guest list to fill for a show before Christmas.
Yeah.
And he asked me could I get a few people on a guest list for him, and I went and I did it, and that was really it. Like,
yeah.
So, but that's it. I don't even know who the guy is. As a matter of fact, I came in one morning and the stuff was under the shop door, and I didn't even.
Yeah.
I'd never spoke to the guys, so I just rang them to see what was the story. What did they want me to do? I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
So.
I guess I saw quite a funny thing, because as I said, I don't know the full ins and outs of it. I do know, without mentioning names, from hearing through the grapevine that, you know, there was a lot of kind of silly kind of promotional choices that kind of caused the show to be cancelled. My only concern when something like that happens is the boys getting paid or not. Do you know what I mean? That's really...
The only thing that always ever saddens me is I just hate when a promotion dies.
Yeah, without like
no matter what promotion it is, like I hate when I see a promotion.
Well, it's very hard. It's very hard to bounce back from something like that now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Being honest, I mean, and I did see again, friend of the show, I won't mention his name because he probably doesn't, although it's on Twitter, Justy mentioned yesterday. And I always agree with Justy on when it comes to the idea behind promoting a show and booking a show and whatnot. He knows the stuff, and he said it like, you know, it's one thing, you don't just book a whole load of top talent and expect the show to sell. Do you know what I mean? You look at Fight Factory, for example, an all-Irish kind of talent roster of some relatively up-and-comers that nobody knows, but they're selling out 200 a show because it's promoted right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
And then I've seen Phoenix Wrestling are running the show now on Saturday, and they've called it the Courage to Perform or something.
Yeah, I think that was a show. That cropped up last minute, wasn't it? Because the got cancelled.
It was so just funny. I like the name of it. It's brilliant. The
boys,
Courage to Perform.
Fair folks in
the
show.
The Courage to Perform. And shout out to Phoenix for that, actually, and the guys down in Cork, because that was really a good opportunity for a lot of the guys and girls to kind of get... make sure that they're getting paid, but also that they have a booking. Again, I'm not going to shit all over Courage because I don't know the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
All I would say is, when people like Justin are giving you advice, take it. Do you know? That's what I would say.
Well, as you said earlier, there was someone who was saying it all. I mean, no one's saying more than Justin.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been around wrestling so long now. And
he has such
a wealth of knowledge. And
yeah.
He's been involved in stuff that's been really successful, and he's been involved in stuff that fell on its face as well. So he has great experience.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's been...
So, Morris, I guess, giving us more of the dirt. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, it could have been very easy, I guess, to kind of just call it a day when all this was happening. Like, if you're getting, you know, private messages or whatnot, or you're getting kind of possibly getting the owners of these bars angry at you and saying, listen, fuck this, do you know what I mean? Yeah. What kind of, Well, I saw one great one. I think it might have been on one of the forums. You were giving free bags of coke and all the way. I was saying that's a party I want to go to now. To be honest with you,
I would have collected
it. Yeah. It was like Jesus. That's a good one. No,
I think that came in from an argument somewhere down the lines. But we did like.
But that was a tongue in cheek comment that people were making, though, wasn't it? It wasn't necessarily. I think you even took that as a kind of bit of fun.
I don't know because I'm blocked from certain things on Facebook, I can't see everything.
Okay.
But from what I've seen, like, people were just taking the piss with it anyway. Yeah. Like, it wasn't...
You probably have me blocked now as well from them. But to be honest with you, no one... If anyone wants to block me over this, over giving someone a chance to speak up about it, power to you, do you know what I mean? Because my show is going to keep going. It's going to keep doing better than yours because you don't have one. So, do you know what I mean? People want to block you and do that. Whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Get over it.
I think the more stuff you get blocked on social media, the better for yourself, to be honest.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You don't have to put up with a lot of it.
It's like it cleanses you.
Oh, absolutely. Social media is just a haven for negativity anyway. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You've got so many people out there that... and, you know, I don't buy into this that it's just wrestling fans. But it's just people literally sitting on their arse all day with nothing better to do than to just constantly post shite on Facebook and Twitter. Do you know what I mean? Bullying. Bullying, that's what it is. But no one's going to bully this show, I'll tell you that.
Be a star,
absolutely. Yeah. Say no to bullying. If Puff Daddy can do it, you can do it too. So I guess, what made you kind of, I guess, persevere through it all? Like, was it that important for you to keep it going?
We were always going to keep going with the night, but when it came down to it, there was a problem then in the bar on the night that they couldn't get... the channel working.
Mm.
So I found out at 10 to 12, the thing starts at 12.
Yeah.
You know, so it was fuck all notice. And we were just told, right, it's not on tonight. We can't get it to work.
Yeah.
So I rounded up whatever people I had there. We were charging a tenner in. But the reason we were charging a tenner in that night is because I had DJ to pay. That's his livelihood. That's what he does.
Jay? You
know? Jay, yeah. So if you're... You're charging
still
in.
Still charging you, huh?
Yeah. No, but the guy, like, I work in a shop, whatever, that's my job. Like, this is not my job.
No, that's Jay. If
I'm getting someone to come in and work in a bar, then they need to be
paid. And Jay works hard at it, you know what I mean? And has to put up with a lot of shite on these nights. If anyone hasn't seen Jason Kennedy on social media, highly recommend. We were only saying earlier, Niall.
One of the best Facebook pages.
Join his Facebook page.
Just follow him because the man is a genius.
Yeah.
The man is a genius.
Gold.
And a lot of wrestling knowledge too.
Yeah, big Hulk Hogan fan.
Jay. I'm not even going to go there now.
Well, that's the end of this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I haven't said that, so I'm played the fifth on this one.
Yeah. Sorry, Jay.
Yeah,
so I'm the one person who, for once, got him to wear a Christmas jumper.
Yeah, you got an Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Last
Christmas.
Yeah, anything Ultimate Warrior, Jay's in. Yeah. All in.
He looked well in it as well.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, Morris, one of the things, like, as I said, and, like, at the time, I think I might have even mentioned this to a few people that were talking about it. It's like AEW at the moment on a larger scale. You know, anyone that tries to go into competition with something that's established and has the numbers there and has guaranteed numbers there and is making money from it, it's always going to be hard to trump it unless you've got a really good kind of business model and you're in it to trump it.
Yeah.
I don't think what you're trying to say is that that was never a thing for you to kind of challenge low blows and take their guys away from them, or was it?
No. It's nothing like that. We were targeting a kind of a more casual crowd, which is what we're after getting, you know. But we are getting new faces every time, so you know, it is progressing.
So in terms of that now, like, what, where are you at now? How long have you been going? A year?
Just by the time Mania comes, it'll be a year. Yeah,
a year. Okay, yeah. And like, in terms of, you know, obviously, like I said, you know, low blows are doing great with their numbers too, so I don't think they should be really worried about it, or I don't think they probably are.
No.
Do you know what I mean? They have their successful nights and they have the people that, you know, their gimmicks going on it, and now you have yours as well, and I know you run a lot of the kind of FIFA tournaments as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do a few gaming nights on the side.
Bit of crack, like, yeah.
Just very, very casual stuff.
Yeah.
We do that as well, and then what we do is people pay in, and then the winner takes the pot pretty much.
Oh, happy days. So.
Jesus. It's nothing.
Brush up on FIFA or something. Yeah. What do you reckon, Noah?
We get some sharks at FIFA.
No, I don't game. I've no idea.
They ruined it this year. FIFA 19 is shit, though. So
I didn't. I don't game enough on it. No. I've got myself Valentine's Day. I can buy this for myself on Valentine's Day now.
You'll be getting EA now as a sponsor.
No. I think FIFA 19 is great, personally. I'm just saying. Like,
one of the guys actually said he should bring back FIFA 18 for the Knights. Play fucking last year's game. That's how bad it is.
I think that sounds like laziness on the people that are just bad at FIFA 19. Yeah. Oh, it was better at FIFA 18. Then you play them in FIFA 18. They're still shit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're just fucking losers. Don't mind them.
Yeah.
Don't mind them. Yous know who yous are as well. Yous know yous are yous appear.
The feedback is coming from the guys who don't win the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. They're just coming up bitter fucking pills, lads. Yeah. Get over it. Come on. Yeah. Fuck's sakes. They're the lads looking for the free bags of coke. Don't mind them.
Yeah.
Maybe they play better with some of that. Do you know what I mean?
They probably would be more alert.
I'll stick to my Warrior Bulldog energy drink, which I found over in Amsterdam, by the way. Has anyone ever had one of these bad boys? No?
No.
Highly recommend it. Bulldog powered. Bulldog is one of those kind of cafes that they run over there.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke, but I was in one of these cafes. Because I don't smoke, they don't serve alcohol. They don't serve... You're not allowed to smoke like regular cigarettes or anything like that.
Yeah.
Not that I do anymore, but I must have downed about 3 or 4 of these in a row. Felt like
you should have smoked.
Yeah, I felt like if I had smoked, I'd have probably been in a better state, to be honest. Which is the hair on the back of my neck that I didn't even know existed start shooting up. So Warrior energy drink. I have to get a sponsor from one of these energy drinks soon. Last week I was boasting about Carabao. The apple flavour.
Shit, though.
Have you not had it? You think it's shit, do you?
Yeah.
Have you had one, though?
I don't really drink energy drinks.
Why?
Heart attacks and stuff like that. I take a hand.
All right, what do you drink?
Diet Coke.
That's just as bad as that.
Volvic water and Lions' tea. There's Lions. A sponsor that you want. Look.
Lions' tea. It kind of... I feel like sponsored by Lions' tea. It's like when you see those big Irish boxing events. And they're sponsored by Hunky Dory's. Hunky Dory's just seems to be everywhere. Do you not try and get Hunky Dory's as a sponsor for Low Blows? No? Or, oh shit, Cheap E. Maybe that was a cheap E on my part there.
Cheap Pop.
Hunky Dory's seem to like sponsoring stuff. So.
Yeah, we have an alcohol drinks company that's willing to sponsor us at the moment, but it's getting the venue to agree.
Are they any good?
It's a new Irish shot.
Oh, right.
I can't say too much about it. It's green. That's about as much as I could say.
There you go.
Mickey Finn's?
No, it's 4 times as strong as that.
Well, I'm off alcohol a couple of months myself now, so I won't be partaking in that.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Sounds like an episode of Moonshiners or something.
Oh, stop, yeah. People have been asking me, did I find God? Because I announced a couple of weeks ago that I haven't drank in a few months and that I'm off the drink at the minute. I was like, no, I'm just literally taking a break.
Yeah.
Warrior's got me.
Warrior energy drinks a mass on a Sunday.
I'm telling you, mass on a Sunday. Ooh, I still think I'd burn if I'd done that. But anyway, enough about me and energy drinks and hunky-dories and green liquid that's going to fuck you up. Where are you guys at now, I guess, you know, since you started over a year ago?
After the first night, which kind of fucked up, and we moved and we went into Sinnott's that night then. So we knew that they were running the party as well. So myself and Rachel went in, and then I didn't expect anyone else to show up, but kind of looking around, and then, he was down at our party, and she was down at our party, mm-hmm. and the people that actually showed up at our night, who owed me fucking nothing, because the way it went, actually ended up following us two Sinnott's, and have been there ever since, you know, and expanding. So, fair play to the people that actually went on the first night, and had to go through all that, because without them, we wouldn't be anywhere.
Yeah, fair play. And in terms of going forward, are you going to, like, is your whole idea to still run, like, a night for every pay-per-view?
No. It's the Big Four. And then we're in with the Woolshed now to do the early network specials as well. So we'll be doing them.
Okay.
Usually the Saudi Arabia shows.
Ah, yeah. Them ones.
Yeah, but only because it's at 5 o'clock on a Friday evening, and it's a decent time.
Point after work.
Yeah.
Things like that.
So it's a handy option to have.
And would you look at doing stuff when AEW kind of announced stuff? Something you'll look into?
Yeah, we're looking into that now as well, but there on Saturday nights, it's very hard to tie down somewhere on a Saturday night.
Well, we still don't know yet. We still don't know yet what the TV deal is going to be or anything. Yeah. So.
Well, Double or Nothing is something we're working on at the moment, but it's just finding the right place.
Yeah.
And finding out the logistics, because we have to see what way it's going to be broadcast as well. So I don't like streaming in a bar. That's one thing I don't like doing. I just like getting it box office.
Yeah.
Then there's no issues then.
And do you have a crew now like that are with you? Like, do you have a big crew of guys?
No, it's just
yourself.
Just me, yeah.
Just yourself. Jay isn't involved anymore.
We're waiting for the right opportunity for him to come back. Jay, but he's always there for fatherly advice.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I need a DJ, like, with enough notice, he'll do it.
Well, speaking of sponsors, my good sponsor's here beside me, Mr. Niall Hogan, exclusive sponsor of Dynamo's Dozen. We actually, we were going to talk as well, actually, going off topic, segueing as we do. We have this show coming up in April, isn't it? WWE, you're coming over in April?
May,
is it?
They're coming over here, yeah.
There you are. But I'm sure we'll be able to get some sort of a promotion going again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For that. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And there will be more Dynamo's Dozen merch coming as well. As I said, next week we're actually going to have a thing. The last couple of shows were pretty successful, if you've heard them, with the top 50 that we kind of critiqued. If you heard the top 50, they were shocking. Per Bleacher Report. So, it was like Dory Funk Jr. was in WWE's top superstars of all time. Nick Bockwinkle, there was like guys that didn't even work for WWE, were in the top 50. And The Warrior wasn't in it.
Oh.
Scott Hall, Razor Ramon wasn't in it, and Owen Hart wasn't in it. So I found it quite baffling. But next week we're going to have three people come on and give their top 30 of all time. Fans, and also because people like to sit behind a keyboard and tell people that they're wrong all the time, we're also going to have the three people come on and play Booker for the next 12 months and see how they would actually, what I guess they would like to see happen in the next 12 months of AEW and WWE. Oh,
yeah.
It's something to think about, because I know what I'd like to see from it, more of the same, because basically WWE at the moment now, they don't have their backs up. It's like, it's just a case of guys know their value now again, I think. And that's what AEW can bring. Do you know what I mean? The likes of Ambrose certainly wouldn't be leaving now, I don't think, if AEW was... I actually heard a really good thing from Jim Cornette. I have to laugh at it. Jim Cornette, his latest show on the drive-thru, he was talking about Dean Ambrose. Just the way he described Ambrose was that, who the fuck is this guy? He's like, he's wearing a vest. He looks like he hasn't got a tan in about 5 years. He's skinny. It's like, this guy's just giving up on life.
Yeah. Eric Bischoff was on a podcast the other day as well, and he said kind of the same thing. He says, I think I shook hands with him once backstage at a WrestleMania, that's it.
Yeah,
he doesn't know the guy.
Yeah, they were just saying, like, he just looks like he doesn't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, I think they were probably maybe downgrading his value to the company as well in terms of him wanting to leave. I think they were kind of presenting the situation where, like, it wasn't that big a deal, really. Like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's what it was more than anything, like.
He's a kind of polarizing figure, Ambrose, isn't he? Like, I think
either like him or you don't.
Yeah, like, he's a bit
no,
like...
There's no middle ground. Like,
a bit like Marmite, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
whether...
If he left, though, as you said the other day, the show would just go on.
Yeah.
See, they're all just...
Well, the way they described it was really good, because they said the way they've constructed Raw now and the main shows, it kind of doesn't matter who leaves now.
Yeah.
Because no one's bigger than the show. And that's the way they said... That's the way Vince has kind of twisted it over the last... 3 to 5 years, that, like, it doesn't matter who leaves now, Raw will still be on the Monday night.
Well, it's the same as CM Punk. I mean, he said it in his famous pipe bomb. He's just a cog in the wheel. Everyone's just a cog in the wheel. It's always good. Like, Tony Khan was on Jericho's podcast last week, and I think, you know, if he practices what he's kind of preaching, I think he'll do all right, because, as he said, we're not coming in straight away to be competition to WWE. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
I wonder, has Cody got the same view?
There you go.
He's a big wrestling fan, though, Khan, isn't he?
We'll have to try and reach out. Listen, I'm working very hard on getting some of these people on, so AEW and me are very, very good friends. As are me and Jeff Jarrett, actually. Jeff Jarrett has a job with them now as well. Do you see that?
Check out the episode.
Yeah, check out the episode in the back catalogues. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcast listening needs, I am there. You every single night or every single morning, so you can listen to me talk shit or listen to someone like Jeff Jarrett make sense. So see, there's something for everybody. I suppose getting back to you, Morris, and like we did say on this, this is my first time meeting you as well.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of doing the show wasn't to create kind of any beef or animosity. So anyone that's listening to this that wants to to create some or base their opinions on hearsay, I recommend everyone listen to the show and listen to what we're saying, because you're not going to hear any burials from me or from Niall, or and I haven't heard any burials so far from you.
No.
Like, as I said, so I've got a lot of friends that work with Low Blows, so I wish them all the best. They've got some successful shows. Katie's back there now this week on their show, so it's great to see Katie back out of the house.
Doing well as well,
yeah, great to see Katie do well. Katie's got some great views on wrestling, so, I mean, I recommend...
Nasty injury.
Horrible, horrible injury, and she's kind of defying the doctors, and she's gonna continue on. So, as I said, nothing but love and respect from my side, and so far, Morris, same to you. Like, fair play to you. As I said, this was just to kind of give you an opportunity, I guess, to let people know what you're about and kind of what you want to do going forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the sounds of it, it's not something, you know, that they have to worry about, or that your guys that come to the show have to worry about. It's, you know. Variety is the spice of life at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? People like to go to a certain bar. People like different vibes. You know, some people might not like the whole party atmosphere and just a solely wrestling themed night.
Yeah.
Some people might like to just watch the wrestling in the background with a bit of music in between.
Yeah.
So the way I look at it is, just life's too short, guys. Stop fucking fighting.
That's what we pretty much offer. It's just points, music, wrestling.
Yeah,
that's it. We don't go.
And you're big
overboard.
Into the chicken wings, aren't you?
Lots of chicken wings.
See the chicken wings, yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
Pint and wings for a tenner.
Do you ever watch Hot Ones? No.
No.
On YouTube, a YouTube series Hot Ones. Have you heard of it? I'm sitting with the only two guys on the planet that have never heard of Hot Ones.
I've never watched Game of Thrones either.
Oh, this is just.
I watched one episode. Oh no, two.
This is just blasphemy. Like, what's going on right here? Yeah. You know what, to be honest with you, I'm with the guys, like, I'm with them. I am burying you on your social media after this.
Bury me even more.
Oh, stop. Now, the Hot Ones is really good. It's huge on YouTube. They're like little 20-minute episodes where they have like a hot wing challenge, and they go up in the spices on each wing.
Oh, okay.
So the hottest of hot sauces. But they have, like, Jericho's on it. Sasha Banks is on one. Gordon Ramsay's on one. Terry Crews, like, superstars on it, like. And, but he interviews them in between, you know, the eating. So you see the boys, like, trying to answer the question, but they're like, like, Jericho's one's really funny. Like, he's almost getting sick into a book. He's like, fuck you, I'm going to kick the shit out of you after this. But he's trying to get back to the question. So, like, everyone wants to be on it. I think, who else has been on it? I'm pretty sure, what's his name? Tenacious D are on it. They're very funny on it as well. So, like, it's really good. Now, how we came to that, yeah, it was your wings. As I said, I digress and a segue on this show. This is just part and parcel of it. So, welcome to Dynamo's Dozen, lads. Yeah. Is there anything, like, you'd like to throw in there in terms of, while you're here, you may as well plug your stuff, like, that you want to bring up in the future, that you're looking to get going, or?
So, the big four will always be probably going ahead in Synods.
The big four, so obviously Hell in a Cell, Backlash, Fastlane.
And Great Balls of Fire.
And Great Balls of Fire. Is that still a thing? Do you know what? Great Balls of Fire is fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
I love it. It's brilliant. Like, they should have Top Gun, you know, teams.
Just get rid of Raw and SmackDown, do pay-per-views every week.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Just give them different names.
Even though they don't make much money from pay-per-view anymore, just do it. You know what I mean? Get more people onto the network. Actually, did you watch the latest pay-per-view?
Yeah, but I watched it on Sunday.
Yeah, Elimination Chamber, I watched it on Sunday. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
What do you think? What were the standouts for you? I'll ask you first. What stood out for you?
Becky kicking the shit out of Ronda. And
I like that.
And Charlotte with the crutch.
Busted Ronda open.
Yeah.
I've noticed this twice now. I've always been a fan of Ronda, as you know, and I've always put her over, like, on this show. She fucking does that to herself. She done the same with Charlotte when she bashed her with the kendo stick. She moves around like a fucking scalded dog that much that when they're swinging, she's almost putting her head into these shots.
Yeah.
Just take it on the back, like, or else she just doesn't give a shit. Well, she is a badass, but she just, I don't know, like, I just saw her head split the other day, and I was like, you literally done that.
I know what it was.
What?
She's saying Becky on SmackDown split open on the bump that Becky got off, and she said, I want some of that.
I want to look badass, Actually, I thought the way they marketed her look on Elimination Chamber was much better than, like, I know a lot of the pervs like the little tartan dress and all that, but I just really like the all black, less makeup on her, because it's like, I've heard a few, but she's naturally a good looking girl, you don't need the plaster and that kind of ridiculous makeup, do you know what I mean? I thought she looked better. There was none of this smiling.
I think the original ring gear, like, where it was okay, we get it, it's a tribute to
Roddy.
It kind of came across that the gear itself was looking a bit cheap or something like that.
Whereas she looked like a badass the other day.
There's no need for it anymore, really.
She was frowned, like, she had a fucking scowl on her as well. Like, she looked, I was like, all right, now, this is, I can get behind this. Like,
But then you look at Charlotte and Becky, they've upped their game so much, so keep with them.
Charlotte, she had them owned as well. Like, I mean, she's just, like, Charlotte just oozes charisma as soon as she walks through the curtain, doesn't she?
She's the old man, isn't she?
Yeah, that's it. But Becky is just different class.
Absolutely,
different class at the moment. On the mic, I like the little, it was almost like a tribute to the first X-Men movie, the gear, wasn't it? It's like Wolverine's gear with the yellow stripe.
Yeah.
Or like a vice versa version of Bruce Lee's onesie in Game of Death.
She's doing a lot of Conor McGregor talk as well at the minute, really, isn't she?
We won't mention Conor McGregor on this show.
No.
I'm only messing.
Might sponsor you.
Listen, if he wants to get proper 12 on a proper podcast, I'd be more than happy for him to do that. But actually tried to get Tony on a while back. Didn't respond to me.
Dad?
Yeah. He was too busy giving out Ribenas or something. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Was it Lucozade, was it?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Tony. Lucozade.
Sorry, Ribena.
Sorry, Ribena.
They're both made by the same company, lads.
Tony's actually. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, there you are, kind of knew that.
Yeah.
I was just a cheap plug, yeah. No, Tony's actually a good lad, in fairness. He's quite a funny dude. I think he knows what he's doing as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he knows how to get people talking.
Yeah.
And good shout out to our buddy Al Foran there. See, he's the face now of, I think it's Hyundai, is it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that,
yeah. Yeah, he's getting a little, he's the face. He's, yeah, so he's doing pretty well. He has worked hard for it. He's going to be coming on the show just coming up to Mania season. He's actually been working on a lot of different wrestling acts since he was telling me. Yeah, he said he's a couple he's struggling with, but there's no better man to get them. Like, but he's done a couple on Twitter, but he's really working hard to perfect them now. So that's going to be cool. So I suppose the next one is your WrestleMania night. What's your plans for that? Do you have a
plan? Is just to have tunes from 10 till 12, and then show the show 12 to 5. I think.
And where's that going to be?
That's in Sinnott's.
Sinnott's is just down the road, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just beside Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. Yeah.
And how many numbers like would you get in there for that? Like what could the house hold? Like,
I'm not entirely sure what it could hold, but it's a few hundred anyway.
Okay.
You know, because it's a cocktail bar.
You know the bar, don't you?
I do, yeah.
It's a big bar, like.
Yeah, the underground one.
Yeah. It's like on a Friday, Saturday night. Like, that's
is that the one with the bar in the middle of the place and you can walk around it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice little bar.
It has the big viewing area where they serve food and stuff.
Right, yeah, that's actually a nice little bar, yeah.
But it's good for watching sport in there.
Okay.
Because it is a sports bar. They do Six Nations and football and everything. And all.
I don't tend to go out to... I don't go out for the football anymore.
No.
Because I'm not drinking, and because I'd probably be more actually wound up not drinking watching Chelsea in a bar than I would be drinking, to be honest with you.
You're sipping a lot of Warrior energy drinks.
Oh man, Jesus, I'd be probably climbing the roof, to be fair. Like, it's not good at the moment. We'll have a bit of football talk, sure. Why not? Like, we're calling it on the fly. I mean, you're an Arsenal fan, sorry for your troubles.
Yeah, it's bad at the moment.
You're a Liverpool fan.
It's
your year. It's your year. I'm a Chelsea fan, and I guess what I'll say is, actually, score update, even though it won't matter to everyone listening later, it's 2-0 to Arsenal. I was actually just about to say, I bet you there was an own goal, and funny enough, there was an own goal.
Staffy as well.
But
if they win 2-1, they're out.
Who?
Arsenal.
They have to win 2-0 tonight?
Yeah, because Pate have to...
It's only the first half, no?
Yep.
Yeah, they get another two after that. Batty boys. I love it.
Who's played against them, didn't you? Chelsea.
Batty. Are they Romanian, possibly?
Belarus,
is it?
Yeah. Last year
in the Champions League,
Chelsea
yeah.
Chelsea yeah. Them, yeah, I remember that, yeah. As I said to you last week, actually, Morris was in me last Thursday, and I said to Morris that I wouldn't disregard Batty because they are previous Champions League team.
Yeah, I remember that, actually, yeah.
And they won. Yep.
And they were 7-1.
So, who's going to win the league this year?
Well, we win it every year, so it doesn't matter.
I think it'll be Man City.
Yeah, I think Man City is just going to be a little bit too strong.
I'm saying no.
If it comes down to that goal difference as well, you know.
Yeah.
We
have Morris's lovely girlfriend, Rachel, here in the background as well, listening to us all talk shite as well. Yeah. How are you, Rachel?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. Are you an Arsenal fan as well?
Yeah.
Is that by choice or is that just now...
By influence.
Influence.
No, it's not coincidence. To him. My dad is a massive Arsenal fan.
All right. See, I have a Rachel too, and she's a Chelsea fan, but that's by my influence.
So is that how you became an Arsenal fan then, to impress the dad?
No. We're calling him out on the show. So...
I follow Liverpool, but my dad followed Leeds. So.
My dad follows Leeds as well.
Yeah.
My dad followed Chelsea. Dirty Leeds.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Leeds.
That's it.
Yeah, my Rachel's... Uncle Noel played for Leeds back in the 60s. Noel Payton, yeah. Any Leeds fans out there listening will probably know who he is.
Get a few tickets off him for a giveaway.
For Leeds? Yeah, you're right. I'd be giving them away, yeah, because no one would want them, to be fair. I wonder what the demographic of Dynamo's doesn't are Leeds fans.
Tony follows Leeds.
Tony.
O'Connell.
Tony O'Connell?
He's a big Leeds fan, yeah.
Okay.
Big Leeds fan, yeah, Tony.
Tony, well... Yeah. Fair play, Tony. They're doing well this year. They should be up. Should be up.
Down a bit of a wobble at the moment, aren't
they? Yeah, but they're still up on top, aren't they?
Now they're down in third, I think.
Sure, are they?
Yeah.
They always seem to get... And like
their next six games, three of them are against the top six, so...
They always seem to get the hump after Christmas coming into the new year, don't they?
Yeah.
They always seem to kind of huff and puff and then just blow away. But I'd like to see them back up just... You know, they are a Premier League team historically, I guess. Yeah. Like, they're a top team historically.
They won the first one, didn't they?
They did.
In the first Premiership, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, they did when Cantona played for them.
Yeah.
A little known fact. I bet you there's a few Man United fans that didn't know that.
Man United fans out there don't even know where Eric Cantona is.
Oh, they've read about him. So they know of him, all right. They read about him, but they
They've seen the Kung Fu kick.
Yeah. And that's some Man United fans. Not all of you now, because I do have a lot of Man United listeners.
And it was a tremendous kick.
Yeah. It was. And well deserved as well. Like, oh, yeah. That Phil deserved it, to be honest with you. He swung a punch then as well and missed, didn't he? Yeah. That would have been the proper knockout blow. What a lunatic. Something about them French kind of... Zidane's the same.
Yeah, hothead.
See that, like, genius is...
Like
but,
Sean and Marty Jannetty.
Oh, God, yeah. How many times was it, the amount of stories I've heard of Marty Jannetty actually really kicking the shit out of Shawn Michaels for real, like... I don't know. Everything went silent there. I don't know. It's only hearsay. But, listen... I suppose I'm glad you took the time out to come on the show and kind of tell your side of it, because it wasn't really like a lot to tell in the sense of
not really, you know what I mean? A big thing made of it on Facebook and things like that, you know. But funny enough, I was out a couple of months ago and I was in a bar and a guy comes up to me and he goes, "Oh, I recognise you." Mm. He goes, "I know your face from the Irish Wrestling Forum."
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, "Here we fucking go now."
Oh, you thought it was...
And, like, I didn't know what was going to happen. But the guy started talking anyway. You could hear he had an English accent.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So started talking about... Football is what we started talking about first. And then he pulled up his sleeve and he had a big, massive Arsenal tattoo.
Yeah.
We got on, like, House on Fire. He's from London.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
He makes the posters for me.
All right.
For the night, so it's just random.
Look, to be fair to a lot of the guys and girls on the Irish Wrestling Forum, a lot of them kind of have a different opinion now to back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like, you know, a lot of people don't have much resentment anymore in terms of what, you know, what it was or what it is.
No, because I never really came out and said, "Oh, this is how it is" or whatever. Mm. I just wasn't bothered with it because I don't want to make it about me. I just want to make nights for
a fairly
people
decent
to enjoy
night for people. Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's all that matters. Doesn't matter if there's one, doesn't matter if there's two. Mania's coming up now in a few weeks. I guarantee you there'll be three or four nights.
Yeah.
There'll be different people taking it on doing it as well.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll just be forgotten.
So there's more people going to be making nights as well?
Well, I reckon there will be, yeah.
Yeah? Because and you know that, like, through the grapevine?
No, I don't know anything for sure.
Jesus, God bless them.
I'm just reckon it's a logical step for people. With the way the Super Bowl has kicked off, like, you've seen, like, every bar in Dublin nearly was showing it.
Yeah.
So, like, Mania, you're definitely going to get one or two more bars picking up on it.
It still amazes me that people come into the shop and talk about it, and, like, a lot of them come in, they don't even know that there's wrestling parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing, like, with the flood of it that's on social media and stuff, that we still have people coming in who don't realise that there's parties going on in bars around the city.
Yeah.
Showing pay-per-views and stuff.
And
like
in fairness,
that.
Low Blows have been down, like, what? Maybe...
A long time.
Jesus, like... Six, 7 years?
I worked with Jer back in the day. We used to sell the tickets for them all when they were in the... Captain America's.
Yeah, I was in there one
Yeah, night. That's that was the first one I went to.
The first one, sure.
The Rock and CM Punk, was it, that one?
No, I went to the one... actually a great night. Jay was there. We went to the one that they put on in Captain America's. It was actually CM Punk and The Undertaker.
Oh, right.
And that was a great match.
Yeah.
And that was actually a great night as well. Yeah. I remember, actually, funny story, they ran out of glasses.
Yeah.
Captain America's did.
Yeah.
And they actually had to service all of our drinks just in the pitchers and the blender cups that they made the cocktails in.
Yeah.
Genius. It was brilliant. Yeah. And then I think they outgrew that and then had to go to
Woolshed.
Yeah. And then they had great nights in the Woolshed.
Yeah.
And now they're wearing buskers. Isn't
they? Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, there's plenty of room for everyone to enjoy their nights everywhere without killing each other on social media or whatever. Life's too short, as I say.
Yep.
I welcome competition. You know, podcasts are a great platform for people to, you know, talk about whatever they want. Do you know what I mean? Hence why I do it. So I'm certainly not going to put my nose up. There's plenty of great Irish wrestling podcasts out there as well.
Yep.
Fortunately, they're all just second best. And that's anyone that knows me knows I'm always going to say that. But they're good. They're just not that good.
How much is yours?
What do you mean?
Your podcast.
How much is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, do you have to pay for it?
No.
Oh,
no, no.
All right.
It's free.
All right.
Free, man.
It's $9.99. I'll give you the PayPal later.
$9.99. Patreon. No. It's free.
Yeah.
As I said, mentioned earlier, I've been kind of hinting over the last few weeks that myself and Niall here are going to be getting some merch and stuff done. So there'll be plenty of giveaways and stuff like that over the coming months.
Very good.
And we'll be getting some cool stuff made. The mugs went down a tree. even though I was only got a couple of them in, but a lot of people kind of start asking about them once they saw them. So
yeah, still see some pictures popping up on Facebook.
Yeah, lads having tea and coffee. Tea and coffee. Coffee just
nice that mug.
Yeah, yeah. Coffee just does not taste the same unless it's drank from a Dynamo Dozen mug. It's just something about it. Yeah. Really is. It doesn't matter how many sugars you put in. It doesn't matter how, you know, what the temperature is, how much milk, how little milk, whether it's latte that does backflips with double fucking chocolate.
It's always too sweet. It
doesn't
sweet.
Matter. It's always just too sweet, you know what I mean? You know, you get the host with the most. Now, listen, actually, funny enough, I was over in Amsterdam again, went in for a coffee. Any of you ever get freaked out when you go into a coffee shop? Like, I feel like the pressure's really on because they start asking you ridiculous questions like, do you want this
you get
fucking...
the menu.
I'm like, listen, I just want a fucking black coffee. Like, Americano,
and
no?
A big bowl of mushroom soup.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't touch any of that now, as I say. I'm actually legitimately drug-free. Alcohol-free. I'm literally a straighthead. I guess the most I vape. Does that count?
Depends what you're vaping.
Just regular old tobacco-flavoured fucking vape.
Then you're all good.
Yeah, so I'm...
Would you pass wellness?
I think so. At this stage, I would. Yeah, yeah, I think I would. Yeah, been, yeah, I would pass wellness. Yeah.
No picograms?
No. No, nothing. I'm actually pretty good, yeah. I'm literally as clean as a whistle for probably the first time in 34 years. I probably wasn't even as clean when I came out of the womb, to be fair. But listen, thanks a lot. I guess, Noel, I want to give it over to you as well. Coming up to WrestleMania season, I haven't had the chance to kind of have a chat with you on the show.
Yeah.
What kind of any new stuff that you're going to be bringing in the shop? Any stuff that you have in now that people need to come in and get over the next couple of weeks?
Well, the main stuff over the next few weeks, of course, is our girl Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Going to be flooding the place with her merch, obviously. We can there's so much of it there at the moment.
Yeah, we can see the man t-shirt. I can see the graphic with her face on it.
Four other Becky Lynch shirts due to come in.
Four different
other
types.
Designs, yeah.
Nice.
Other than that, it'll be all the usual stuff. AJ, Seth Rollins, all that type of stuff. The new WWE Funko Pops are due into us next week. They're already pre-selling and going down a treat. What else have we got? That's really it. That's the main stuff at the moment. I mean, we'll be carrying all the other shirts as well, plus a large selection of NXT stuff, including the NXT UK shirts. Coming in this week, we have the new Matt Riddle one that's coming in, the
nice.
New Brawls one
yeah.
is due in. The other new Becky one is due in. And then next week, we have the Becky Mania shirt coming in.
And you're going to be getting some AEW merch as well?
Well, we're discussing it with AEW at the moment.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I've sent them off some emails and made some communication, so we have to see. But we would be hoping to stock it,
yeah. Yeah, you can have some coming my way as well.
Yeah, no problem.
Also, I guess I'll mention as well for the non-wrestling fans, because I do always mention this in the ads.
Yeah.
There's plenty of merch for, you know, nostalgic fans of anything like movies. I can see plenty of Rocky merch over there.
Yeah, and we got some NFL shirts in as well. And
yeah.
Classic Rocky and Predator, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
Yeah. And as I say, I'm a big fan of the old wrestling memorabilia and UFC memorabilia. Mm. You're literally stacked with DVDs, shoot interviews, pay-per-view DVDs. Yeah.
We have lots of signed merch and signed memorabilia in stock at the moment as well, on sale as well.
VHS, and literally about a million different types of Funko Pops as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're all for sale.
They're all for sale.
Just to give you an idea, lads, you got to do it. Like, you've got the Rice Krispie Boys Snap, Crackle and Pop, which I popped for literally when I just seen it right there. We've got the Grinch, we've got Elf, Will Ferrell's Elf, Nacho Libre, Bigfoot, Alien, Joey Ramone, Notorious Big. Who else have we got? Giant Size Pikachu. We've also got some of the old WWE Fury lines, which are really, really
Fury statues, yeah.
Really nice.
We've got some of the old Ruthless Aggression figures back in stock as well. So.
Yeah, I can see that there. Yeah. So literally, it's the one-stop shop for all your wrestling, UFC, and everything in between needs.
See?
Yeah, yeah. So as I said, we're going to have some stuff coming up, obviously, over the WrestleMania season, as always. We'll be doing more podcasts from the shop soon again. On the football, because there's been people requesting that for the last 8 to 9 months.
Yeah.
Because I think the last thing we did on the podcast for the football was the World Cup. So we haven't done anything on the Premier League. I've been hiding from the football banter pages. I've been hiding from anything football, just so I don't get abused, you know, because, as I say, I'm always a quiet host and I'm very unopinionated. And,
I hear Arsene Wenger is going to be the new Chelsea manager.
Well, that's what you would hope, but that's not going to happen. We've already got one. I won't use the word. Yeah. You got to be PC here. Yeah. We've already got one jabroni in charge at the moment, so we'll leave it at that. But listen, Morris, I got to thank you once again for coming on. Thanks for telling us your side of it as well. And I commend you on kind of telling it honestly and basically, you know, without any kind of bitterness or...
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And if there's any mention you want to give of stuff you've coming up for your own fans or where they can find you. Or
so we have...
Where to find you on social media.
Yep. So Cheapy Productions, Facebook and Instagram is the same. And Cheap Heat Party, I think, is what it's called on Twitter, but we don't really use that too much.
Okay.
And then in terms of nights coming up, there's Mania. Then after that, we're doing... Night in the Woolshed for the Saudi show. The week after that, we're doing an after party for the WWE in the Tree Arena. That's May 9th. So we're doing WrestleMania night. So
okay.
It's going to be rock, metal, and wrestling downstairs in Fibbers that night.
In Fibbers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downstairs in Fibbers. Rock, metal, and wrestling. That beautiful connection.
That sounds so rock and wrestling is back.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, listen, thanks again, Morris. Thanks again, Noel.
No problem.
And I guess that's all we need for this week, and Dynamo, over and out.